You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Ambassador Designate, thank you very much for speaking with SBS.
Thank you.
If it turns out that widespread rapes and ethnic cleansing have occurred, as well as, you know, prevention of aid reaching areas, would you agree they are war crimes?
The accusation against Ethiopian government of using starvation as a weapon of war is completely politically motivated and totally baseless. Let me tell you why I said this. First of all, the Ethiopian government has been massively investing in the provision of humanitarian aids, about $1 billion from its meager resource to provide food assistance for our people in Tigray. Second, Ethiopian government has provided food assistance, food and non-food items for 4.5 million Tigray people in the first round and to 4.3 million people in the second and the third round. Thirdly, the government, in collaboration with international organizations, has been putting huge effort to reach out to the people with humanitarian aid. So when you add up those facts, really, how can one possibly argue that the Ethiopian government is using starvation, hunger, as a weapon on its own citizens, while the same government is investing this whole lot of money and effort to provide humanitarian aid?
I don't think there's any dispute that the government has made these efforts to provide food and aid, but the United Nations has now categorically said there is famine in Tigray. Do you accept that?
Ethiopia vehemently disagree with the data collection methodology that the UN agency employed. And the approach even employed is not transparent. So you can see how it's very dangerous to reach a conclusion based on this kind of flawed information.
The African Union is conducting an inquiry into allegations of atrocities in Tigray. Is the Ethiopian government calling on the African Union to cease that inquiry?
The Ethiopian government is really transparent and ready to collaborate with international organizations like United Nations Security Council, United Nations Human Rights Commission, and other who want to positively engage in the process of redressing these humanitarian issues in Tigray. Regarding the African Union, the Ethiopian government has been ready to collaborate with African Union to undertake investigation jointly. So that is what the Ethiopian government has made clear. Yeah, that way the African Union can effectively be engaged in the process of investigation of the alleged human rights violations.
But surely you can agree that that sort of raises questions of an independent inquiry if the Ethiopian government is jointly conducting this investigation into its own soldiers.
For me, the most important thing is really conducting investigation which is professionally fit for the purpose. So that kind of credible investigation can be conducted whenever you make the environment, the situation open to everyone to observe, to the extent of allowing others, international organizations, to participate in such kind of transparent processes. I think this is the source of the credibility of the findings that they will come up with.
Mr. Ambassador Designate, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.